Dear friends, welcome to another conference. Today we are going to discuss a very interesting and important topic. Today we are going to go deeper into the knowledge of change. So, well, everybody has always mentioned this. They say that we need to change, that in our life we need to perform this change, and we imagine that this change will come easily, and this change will be, well, definitely after a period of time, but without any effort. Well, today we are going to go deeper into this advice that we need to change, and why do we need to do it. And also we are going to learn here, and well, this is something that nobody always any in any moment they say, right? They never tell you how to change. They never tell you that you need to change this way or that way. They don't give you any didactic. But today, as always, you know, gnosis, so far you may actually infer that gnosis always go deeper. It is not a shallow knowledge, and we always go beyond. We always look for the origin, the root, the base, and no matter how ancient or hidden it is. So, well, let's unfold this transformation knowledge, or this transformation process that we need to live, right? In the last couple of conferences, we have mentioned the importance of daily life, because, you know, a person, a man or a woman, is what her or his life is. And it is imperative to know that we live a life that maybe we think is really nice and vibrant and new, but as a matter of fact, dear friends, we are living our life as a very old and worn script. We are repeating the same scenes in the theater of life. We are the main character indeed of this play, but behind us we have a legion of different main characters that they are always taking control of the machine, of the human machine, and they have getting into this theater play, right, to make us like a puppet, right, to treat us like a puppet without own will, abandoned to their command, and we are repeatedly, endlessly doing the same story, life after life. So, well, this is amazing to know. Sometimes it's really shocking, right? Because we know that we always say there is only one life. And, well, actually, yes, there is only one life, but we live the same life in existence after existence, because we know, my dear friends, we cannot deny that every existence repeat the same scenes, because of course we have the law of recurrency, right? Have you ever felt tired of living? Have you ever like felt like you are doing the same all the time, and that you feel bored of your life, and that you need a big change in your life? Well, that is, my dear friend, the voice of the Father telling us to do so. Every time we die, we take the old script again, we take it under our arm, and that script awaits next to our soft pillow in our cradle, right, to be opened again and release its tiring old story. When we die, we pass the time in the region of death, reading and reviving all the mistakes, all the embarrassing moments of our sad life. And it repeats all over again, again and again, in a tragic succession of lives. It's clear that the law of recurrence exists, and that all events repeat themselves, that everything really happens again just as it did before, plus the good and the bad consequences, that is obvious, right? So knowing this, my dear friends, is terrible. I know And perhaps you have experienced that famous déjà vu that are proof of these repetitions of life, succession of lives in the same scenes, the same story, the same situations, the same mistakes, and the same nonsenses. We have this life, this all information like storage in our subconscious, and everything repeats the same ridiculousness, the same things. We never change. But do you really have this idea? Do you really want to do this change? Well, the good news, my dear friend, is that it's possible. We can actually change our life. We can actually write a different story for us. And the secret is it lies in the transformation of oneself, but especially, my dear friends, in the transformation of our impression. A transformation, what is a transformation? Well, it is like to change one substance into a different one. That is a transformation. For example, the alchemists in the Middle Ages, they spoke of the transmutation of the lead into gold. They say that, however, they did not always refer to only the purely the physical matter of those different metals, right? They usually meant with these words the transmutation of lead, that is the personality, right, into the gold of the spirit. Thus, it is appropriate for us to reflect on all these words, right? We need to change like the lead change into gold. But this is not only physical. I mean, we don't need like a chemical process or no. What we need is the transformation of ourselves, of our personality into something better, into something golden, into something that is of the spirit, right? Into a more spiritual world. Those words, of course, my dear friends, of lead and gold, well, they are symbolic, and we can see these also reflected in the Gospels of the Hebrew Bible. They say, also they say that we need to create a new human being, but for that we need to be like a seed, right? We need to change ourselves, but we need to be like a seed. What is that? What is like to be different as a seed? Well, the transformation, my dear friends, it is always, how can I say, it is a force that it is so strong that we are going to be completely different human being, a completely different person, right? Because we are going to use, the power of our Gnostic work, right? The transformation of our impressions, right? And then when we do that, something must die. It is the same as the gospel used to say. We need to create a new human being, but for that, we need to be like a seed, like a grain. If the seed doesn't die, the new plant will never emerge, will never appear. So we need to do the same. We need to die in order to change. Die, but what we are going to, in what part of us is going to die? Well, the passions, the desires, the egos, the worldly personality. Life, my dear friends, is an endless succession of impressions and their reactions. In every transformation, there is death and birth, or death and resurrections, right? So, as you remember, for example, Master Jesus, right? He died. He went to that cave where his body lay there, because he was dead actually, right? But after 3 days, he came again into the life with the process of resurrection. And that, my dear friends, is also a message that Master Jesus said to us. Yeah, he gave us that example with his own life. Something must die in order to change, to be different, to achieve, perfection, all right? To achieve a change, right? One already knows that in Gnosis, we consider the man as a three-story factory that normally absorbs three kinds of foods. We all need, nourishment to survive. We need the food. And we possess the organ that can process the food and transform it into, substance that can be taken for the body through the blood, right? So we also need air, right, to survive. So we have the lungs to do this transformation of the air into oxygen that our blood will carry to every cell that needs this in order to work and to keep the human machine alive, right? But there is another kind of food, of nourishment that we receive every single day. And that nourishment, my dear friends, are the impressions. They are related to our five senses, but there is not an organ. As you may, observe, you must pay attention to that all of the creatures, they don't have this organ that digests any impressions. So undoubtedly, my dear friends, this is something we need to consider or to take into consideration, and we need to reflect a little bit about that. We have a stomach, we have lungs, they transform the nourishment, but what happened with the impression? They don't have anything that can transform them. So all of those different impressions that we receive, that are thousands of them, minute after minute, second after second, we are receiving these impressions, and they come just like that. They don't have any filter, they don't have any process to change. So these different impressions that we receive, they don't have any place to go. They don't produce any good energy. So first of all, we need to imagine our body as this factory, right? With these different three stories, right? In one of them, the raw material of the food is changed into a substance that is, necessary for our body, our bones, our tissue, everything, right? In the second floor, we have like the air that processes, the oxygen to all of the organs. And that is the other raw material, right? The stomach and the lungs. So for example, if you are eating like something that it's hurting you, what happened? You stop eating that, right? You stop eating, and then your body feels better because you have that power, right? And actually, if we are talking about importance of this nourishment, we can say that we can survive several days without eating, right? We can have more than 3, 4, 5, 7 days without even eating anything, right? We will be like living only with water. I mean, we can continue living. So as you can see, it's important to eat, but we can survive several days without the food. What happened with the oxygen? Is more important, right? Because what happened if you stop breathing? You cannot, go beyond 1 minute or 2 minutes. After that, death is going to come. So that is super important, right? But impressions, my dear friends, they are actually even more important, because if we stop receiving any impression in a moment, then we would die. That is something that maybe we never considered, we never thought about it, because nobody has ever said that before, right? So unfortunately, my dear friends, there is not we don't have the power to transform impressions. There is not an organ that can do this process by itself as the digestive system do or the respiratory system do, right? Nature, in its wisdom, has created the organs we need to take advantage of the air and the food. But there is no organ that is used to transform or to filter the information we receive through the impressions. So, well, the five windows are open and we receive all kind of sensations, all kind of different impressions without any filter. We can see, we can feel, we can smell, we can't taste any kind of these important impressions that are also part of our nourishment. And well, nobody has ever mentioned this before. So, if we want to change, my dear friends, then obviously we need to take advantage of these impressions we receive through our five senses. We want to change. We want to change our life. That is obviously. But what do we need to do? We need to do this transformation of the impressions that our mind receives through our five senses. So, well, you see, this is quite important. And as a matter of fact, my dear friends, as our air is like is an organism, right? It is a living organism, right? It is also using different energies that absorbs from, from different, well, energies from the cosmos, right? Energies from the universe, cosmic energy that is retransmitted to the inner layers of the planetary organism. Each creature also, according to its species, transforms certain forces that in it then transmits to the interior of the air for the world's economy. Other creatures, different species, plants, right, also fulfill the same functions. So we human beings, we also provide Earth with different energies that the planet needs to nourish itself, right? So the impressions, my dear friends, though, that energy that produce the impressions that we don't transform, it is used actually by the earth. So that's why there is in nature, I mean, pure physically, we don't have this kind of organ, right? We don't have this kind of organ. And so the earth receive that energy that we just waste, right? Into different reactions to the impressions. Some of the reactions, well, my dear friends, are not exactly correct, are not exactly positive. So as you can see here in this picture, we have the mind, the chitta, right? That is, it is the name of in Sanskrit of the mind. The mind receives the impressions through this world of the senses, right? So the senses receive, I don't know, maybe you see something, and that thing that you have seen today, it will create a reaction like in a lake. Imagine a lake with pure waters, so quiet and soft, right? In the surface, and suddenly it comes an impression that is a stone. You throw the stone, and what is going on? It's gonna cause vibration, and that vibration in Sanskrit it is named vitris, and it's hard to stop the vibration because it comes the stone, and the stone will create those waves that you see in the picture, and there is another, and there is another impression, and another, and another, and another, and sometimes there are so many that we cannot stop these this vibration, right? And it is hard to understand the mechanistic state we are now, right? And it is difficult to accept it, but when us as students of Gnosis, we understand the self-conscious effort for that we need to transform our impression, then my dear friends, we are in the right path. We stop being mere employees of nature. When we understand that we need to transform all those stones that come to our lake, that is our mind, right? Then we stop just providing nature for its economic means, that which do not in any way serve the interest of our own intimate self-realization, right? If we don't transform, if we don't take control of the impressions, then we would never be able to have our self-realization. As a matter of fact, when we start observing our own reactions, negative emotions, and the glance of some psychological aggregates, or egos, right? Self-justifications and all this is related to the transformation of the impressions. An individual can allow impressions to come to him mechanically, but if one does not make such a mistake, right? If one transforms one's impressions, then one begins to live consciously. This is why it is said that this is the first conscious shock, right? When we really take care of that, we realize that we need to change. That is the first step. The second step into that long path of initiation that we talked in the previous conference, it is the first conscious shock. What is this one? That we need to change to transform our impressions in order to stop being just a battery, right? A battery for the earth. And in that very moment, my dear friends, we are doing the first conscious effort into being a different person. So it is really hard to face, for example, impressions, right? That they are not positive. What can we say about the bad words of an insulter? They hurt deeply and they get your mind, our mind, right, into a storm, right? And they make us show the worst reactions for these expressions. We react with violence and we create egos with the impressions as well, or feed them egos that we have. Nowadays, we are even worse because, well, we have to tolerate a lot of things outside, at home. Sometimes they even call ourselves, if we are in our houses, then they call for the social media, or maybe they just call on the phone, and then we have all these terrible impressions that we cannot transform, or we don't know how to do it. To transform life's impressions is to transform yourself, to transform ourselves. So, and only an entirely new way of thinking will come, right? All this work, it is directed towards a radical form of transformation. If one does not transform oneself, one achieves nothing. Life conditioned us to react in certain stereotyped way, and those reactions from our life and well, are not actually correct, right? They are not leading us into any transformation. We don't need to react. We need to do the first shock into these impressions, like to be aware that they are coming. First of all, is to accept that these impressions exist, and then we are going to be able to gain the power of transforming these impressions in order for us to receive like the second force of the nature. And what is that second force of the nature, my dear friends? That is the force of the Christ within us. That force will help us to grow and to do this positive change that we need to. So the first conscious shock will be when we transform the impressions in the very moment they are getting into our mind, okay? And this way we avoid the disastrous effect it has in our psyche. So if we remember Master Jesus, his words that he said, we must receive with pleasure the unpleasant manifestation of our fellow people. And that is really difficult. This is not an easy task, of course not, but it is necessary to do. We need to hear maybe that insulter, but we don't need to buy the words. I mean, words are words, and they don't have the power to for us to be like they say. For example, if they say we are silly, we are, I don't know, stupid. Well, we are not going to buy that word and to get angry and to fight for it. We are not saying you should not defend yourself. Of course not. There is a limit, right? We need to defend ourselves. If there is a person who is trying to hurt you, well, you need to be brave and you need to defend yourself. But what we are saying here is to not react to any kind of word of a people that has, ill will with you, right? It is hard to do, especially our not transforming impressions will turn into a bigger egos. If we feel, for example, angry for everything, it is hard to do it because we hadn't worked with that part of the ego. Unfortunately, my dear friends, we must get the attributes of the Christ by stop hate, the attributes of the Father with the truth and the ones of the Holy Spirit. Also, we need to do it through our own transformation. So the first conscious shock is like, well, you are here, there is this person who's telling you bad words or something like that, then you need to do this. You are listening to that, and that is an impression. You actually know that is an impression that will come to your mind. And what you have to do is to self-remembrance. You need to remind yourself about this very moment. You need to be conscious of that moment, okay? So after this self-remembrance, you need to understand. You need the comprehension. Well, this person is saying something really terrible to me, but I am not that word. I am not that insult. I am not that bad word. And then you understand maybe that guy is really sick. Maybe he is angry for something and I came into his role. Okay. And let it go. Then, my dear friends, is that the first conscious shock? And it is the nice way for the transformation of the impressions, right? So we need this new organ, right? The one who really transformed the impressions, like a stomach, like lungs. We can do this with this first conscious shock. The mechanical result of impressions has been all the inhuman elements that we carry with it and that we normally have called egos. So we need this new organ to create a transformation, but not mechanically, consciously. So that's what we need to give this first shock to the impression by, by self-remembrance. Remind yourself, okay, what is this? For example, if you see that somebody is telling you something, and that is really terrible, well, you need to remember where you are and who you are, right? Self-remembrance. Remember comprehension, right? So we need to fall into this process so we can have this transformation of impressions, right? So when there is, for example, pride, it is based on ignorance, right? What can a person be proud about, right? For example, their social position, their money. Maybe you feel proud because you have, I don't know, a big house or a very nice job, or because you are people say that you are very intelligent. But what is that's real? Is that house going to be there forever? Is that a position going to be there forever? Well, now we need to understand, we need to self-remembrance first, and then to understand that there are the vanity, the pride of, especially if we are like, I don't know, supporting with something like an object or something material. Well, that is purely mental matter, right? It is a series of impressions that have reached our mind, right? Impressions of social status, of money, maybe. Vanity, for example, is dangerous. And if we do not transform that vanity, we can fall into fascination. Remember yourself. Remember where you are and where are you, right? And who are you? Compare yourself with the immense universe, and you will see how little we are, how little we are, right? You feel pride, you are vain, but what is that compared with the greatness of the universe? We are in the universe a little grain, a little sand grain, my dear friend. So we are actually nothing. So the comprehension and the self-remembrance will also help us to do this change. Right, so be careful with those well, deceive, right? And of course, if you have this person that is always saying really terrible things to you, then you will know that the word have different meanings for every person. It has to be with the background, with what have you lived. Maybe if somebody say like, I don't know, you are silly or you're stupid. For example, for me, that word stupid, it is really terrible. For me, it's kind of well, difficult to cope with that word, okay? Because maybe, I don't know, something happens in my early age, or I have no idea. But that word for me is really difficult. When somebody said that to me, it hurts a lot, right? It is for me very, very terrible. But what you should do when you have this kind of situation is like to understand first that maybe the meaning of the word is not that hard. Actually, that word is not that hard, but this is only your appreciation first. Secondly, well, it is not important for you to pay attention on that. And we have to do it like the Buddha, right? That is like this story of Buddha that is very nice, beautiful. He was meditating under a big tree, as he always does, right? That back then. And he was meditating, and you know, hours, because he was like this athlete of meditation. And this man was like working. He was going down and going up and working, working, working. And every time he passed near Buddha, he just saw him, and he was getting angrier and angrier. So he couldn't stop, and he went towards the Buddha, and he started to say, "You are super lazy. What are you doing here? You should be there working, not only sitting there with your eyes closed. Are you sleeping?" Well, something like that. I actually don't know the exact words, but it was more or less like this. So Master Buddha, well, he opened his eyes, right? He was concentrating his meditation, but he was listening to this man, right? Insulter. And he was like, opened his eyes and he said, if you don't want a present, then that present, who does this present belong to? And the insulter was like, what? Well, if you don't want this present, what do you do with the present? No, well, the present belongs to the one that is the first owner, right? So exactly, he said, Master Buddha said, well, now please take your present with you, because I don't want your words. So, well, we must save our energies and not to give value of any words, and give the present to the person who actually belongs to, right? So that is a very nice teaching of Master Buddha. We need to stop with that, to receive all the presents that we hear in the street or our home or in our family, our work, I don't know, places, right? So, well, continue with these processes of transformation. We have to focus on different impressions that we receive. For example, we have the lust, right? Nowadays, my dear friends, this is every day, in everywhere, in all of the things we see. We have this, well, a psychological defect. We have the lust in everywhere. So if we don't transform the lustful impressions through understanding, it would be enough for us to think, for an example, for any image or something that we saw in the media or in an advertisement, in a movie, etc., sorry. If we don't transform that picture, that image, that phrase, or whatever impression it was, then this would be, well, like terrible for us, because we will be like in the road of having lost and losing our control. So if we remember ourselves from moment to moment, we will be strong enough to face the lustful thoughts. Actually, we can, well, like understand and receive this impression. And for example, if you are a man and you see a beautiful woman, this beautiful woman, very, very, sensual or things like that. And then you should imagine, right? Imagine this body of that beautiful woman. Well, it is just a moment in time. But what would happen in the future? Well, this woman will be old. She will lose this beauty, because, beauty is not forever. And if you transform this into understanding that, yes, she's beautiful, but one day she will also be old. Well, then you are using your power of transformation. But if you don't, then that impression will cause you to feed your egos or to create new ones. So that is also very important for us to start, like, being aware of that all those impressions that we receive, they are here, and we do not use them to create a better nourishment. The food turns into a better nourishment to our body. The air, it turns into oxygen that receive our body. And what happened with impressions? We need to also transform them and to create a better nourishment for our body. And this is something related to the hydrogen. Hydrogen, my dear friends, is an element of the nature that is really humble and simple. Inside the atom, in the nucleus of this hydrogen, there is one electron. And if you put two atoms together, then you form a helium atom, you see? So hydrogen is the base of the density of many things. Then hydrogen is the basal of all nature, but more complicated, more densified. Hydrogen for Gnosis is energy. That's the way we call it, right? Hydrogen is a form of energy, it's a kind of energy. And the hydrogen 48s indicate the density of its energy, 48, right? That is the physical energy that we need to survive. So the food that is, I don't know, it is really heavy. It is, we can imagine 164 or something like that. Food, it is more or less hydrogen 164. But then you eat it, and in the process of digestion, you change this food into hydrogen 48. That is what we need to survive, right? This is the energy we need to survive. The vibration is 48. That is the dense vibration of the food that we need to nourish the body, all right? So if we, for example, transform this dense vibration 48 into 24, then we are talking about that we are not just nourish our physical body, but also our mental body, right? So then we have the other, that is the number 12, right? The hydrogen 12 will also, oh, I'm sorry for that. We also have like this very subtle energy that is 12 that will be there to feed our astral body. So if you turn your impressions into this subtle energy of hydrogen 12, you will be able to have this better concentration, this better intelligence, and you will be also, well, more like spiritual. You will be also very connected with the spiritual world. And besides, you will be able to go to the to this astral region easier, and you will be, well, also able to do it whenever you want. So it is really nice, my dear friends, to talk about hydrogen, because hydrogen is really amazing. It is this element that we need to do the radical change that will lead us, my dear friends, with this transformation of our impressions. We will create this energy that will lead us to the radical change. We will be out of the slavery of the mind. We will be out of the slavery of the earth or the organism, right? To be just like a provider of energy. And also, we will be free from the chains of the ego. But it is important to see life in different perspective. Everything is an impression. It is not real. The world is not real. It's just an impression, and the impressions live inside of us. And just as this well, philosopher named Immanuel Kant used to say, we never see the thing in itself. And that was his philosophy. In this philosopher, he was a German philosopher. He refers to the ultimate reality or the true nature of objects as they are independent of human perception and the form of our understanding. It represents the reality beyond our experience, which we can know directly through our senses or our minds. We don't see like the real object because we have only one impression of it. We see colors, textures, forms, but the thing itself of a tree, for example, we can never see it. For a radical change, it is necessary in order for us to be able to see the real thing, the reality, right? Because reality for us now is just an impression that we have in our mind. So we need to be really vigilant in ourselves, what we are doing, what we're receiving. We need to be like a goalkeeper and to be really aware of those five windows we have open to the world. We need to comprehend whatever it comes to this through these windows, right? And we need to perform this as a self, well, as a self change, right? We need to change ourselves. But what we really need is to change our impressions, my dear friend. So, well, thank you so much for listening. And this is, well, a conference that you can also read in our portal that is Transforming Impressions. This conference from Master Samael. Also, there is some reference in the Revolution of the Dialectic in some of the chapters that you can also, well, consult if you really want to go deeper into this world of changing the transformation of ourselves, right? So, thank you so much and see you in our next conference. Goodbye.